It's Thursday, February 25th, 2021. I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Australia, EU, California, and the Fed. News you can use on Zoom fatigue and government IT spending for 2021. This is the Business of Tech. Wow, regulation roundups again are the thing. That prediction I made about 2021 and regulation, I'm proven to be right faster than I thought. Net neutrality is being upheld in California as a judge has ruled to decline the telecom industry the injunction it requested. The case is not over, but the law can go into effect. And the judge doesn't think the industry will win. The DOJ has previously dropped its own lawsuit, so this was the last major obstacle to the law. And while we're at it, Australia passed the News Media and Digital Platforms Mandatory Bargaining Code. Now, Google and Facebook are required to negotiate licensing agreements with publishers for news articles on their search and feeds. The law is currently designed to target those too, but could be expanded, quote, where fundamental bargaining power imbalances with Australian news businesses emerge, end quote. And amendments to the law mean that the government can take into account agreements a company may have had previously. The EU has given their nod to agreement to data sharing with the UK in adequacy decisions. While still pending approval of the EU governments, this allows data sharing between the EU and UK since Brexit. Finally, the Biden administration has signed an executive order to look into the global semiconductor supply chain and review computer chips, large capacity batteries, and others. So why do we care? Who knew we'd learn so quickly about supply chains? Plus, this segment has something for just about every region. I feel like this is 3 for 4 on government moves. I'm pro-net neutrality, particularly with my belief of broadband as a utility. The why is that it opens up markets for services. The EU and UK agreeing on a data standard at least keeps things from getting complicated fast for providers there and keeps the status quo. GDPR stays in place. Finally, we clearly have issues with the supply chain, so at least looking should help. As for Australia, a bad law to handle a problem poorly that needs to be addressed, and the EU is likely to follow. News you can use. Stanford researchers now telling us why Zoom fatigue is real. There's four causes. Excessive amounts of close-up eye contact is highly intense. Seeing yourself in video chats in real time is fatiguing. Video chats reduce our usual mobility, and the cognitive load is higher in video chats. Each has a simple solution. First, take the platform out of full screen and make the size that is designed to make the size of someone's face relative to the distance they should appear. Second, turn off self-view. Third, think more about the room layout for video conferencing. And finally, do give yourself an audio break, including not looking at the screen and listening only. The researchers note that social norms are created over time. Think elevators, and should you look at one another? A norm that was established over their usage. So why do we care? Where many stories lately feel strategic, this is super tactical. Here's data and information you can take in your own organizations and your customers right away. This is business education stuff, and it's about making the technology useful now. How you use the technology is more important than having it, and these are researched reactions and understandings to make it more effective. I'm actually going to be giving some thought to my own office to be able to do calls and presentations a little differently. This one for those dealing with the government. Gartner is forecasting an increase in global government spending in 2021. How much? 5.1% from 2020. IT services will be up 5.4%, software 9.2%, and telecom services 5.1%. Those numbers are all improvements from last year. Why do we care? I know some listeners are here in the government space, so here's your market data, and it certainly seems like 2021 will trend upward, although the numbers are not dramatically better than last year. Good news still. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow, right before the weekend.